Our sermon today, the scripture picks up from what we heard from Jack earlier, from Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 7 through 12. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on the one side and on the other. He said to me, "This water flows from toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, and when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish once these waters reach there. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. People will stand fishing beside the sea from Engedi to Engilaim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of a great many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. On the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." God, take us to this river of healing and hope. Every now and then, a curveball comes into the picture, and you have to regroup. I was sailing along with my Through the Bible Z to A series, looking forward to all I would learn and share with you, and then Buffalo happened. I will tell you what my first honest reaction to the news was. I used a quite unministerial word and said, "What? Now people can't even go to the grocery store? It's bad enough people can't go jogging or go to the movies or even go to church. Now this? What next?" I was reeling. I needed healing. Celestine Cheney. I found solace, as you might expect, in the words of Scripture, but in a most unexpected place. Not in the Psalms or the Proverbs or even the sayings of Jesus. Somewhere else. I read a chapter of the Bible every morning as my daily devotional on my way to reading all the way through the Bible. At the time of this incident, I was reading the book of Ezekiel. I have to tell you, Ezekiel is not my favorite prophet. Do you remember who it is? It's Jeremiah, remember? The book starts out in a kind of cool way, Roberta Drury. While languishing in exile with his fellow Israelites, Ezekiel had an amazing vision. It was of a fiery cloud and four living creatures with four faces and four wings sparkling like burnished bronze, and a wheel within a wheel with the rims all covered with eyes. Andre McNeil. Wherever the spirit would go, the living creatures went, and the wheels rose along with them, for a living spirit was in the wheels. When they moved, the others moved. When they stopped, the others stopped. And when they rose from the earth, the wheels rose along with them, for a living spirit was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures, there was something like a dome, shining like crystal, spread out above their heads. I don't know, it sounds like a UFO to me. Ezekiel saw something that looked like a sapphire throne around above the dome, and there was splendor all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Ezekiel was so stunned and awed that he fell on his face. Margus Morrison. He received the scroll and orders to go to the people of Israel with a stark message from God. He was also ordered to take a brick, draw a map of Jerusalem on it, and lie in front of it on his left side for 390 days. And then he was to lie on his right side in front of the brick for 40 days. Later in the book, the Spirit of the Lord takes Ezekiel to a valley full of dry bones and orders him to prophesy to the bones. They came back to life, creating an astounding army. So yeah, the first part of the book of Ezekiel is rather exciting in this lyrical language as the Lord speaks of Israel's punishment, redemption, and restoration, Catherine Massey. Then you get to this part where Ezekiel meets a man with a measuring reed in his hand. And for several chapters, Ezekiel follows him as he measures the restored temple in Jerusalem. He measured the walls. He measured the vestibules. He measured the gateways. He measured the recesses. He measured the posts. He measured the court, Heywood Patterson. There were stairways and passages and chambers. I admit my eyes glazed over when I was reading these parts. I know it's important. I know it's in the Bible for a reason. I know it's the blueprint for the temple, but I'm no good at reading blueprints. I can't figure out exactly what's what on a blueprint. So frankly, I was getting kind of annoyed as I continued reading. I was looking for comfort, not cubits, Aaron Salta. I actually challenged the Holy Spirit. I said, I am grief-stricken about what happened in Buffalo. I must be reading this monotonous book of Ezekiel for a reason. You must have a word of comfort somewhere in it for me. So show me. And show me she did, Ruth Whitfield. I came to the scriptures we heard today where the measuring man took Ezekiel to an amazing river that gradually deepened and widened, and there were wonderful trees on its banks that offered food and medicinal leaves. Water is always soothing to me. I love creeks and rivers. I love standing in the sand, the ocean, looking out over the waves, wondering where they came from, thinking about the ancestors who endured and survived the Middle Passage, wondering what is in those depths that we can't see, but God can. Jerry Talley. The vision is for the future. Yes, there will be healing. Yes, there will be hope. Yes, the stagnant waters that we stand in will be made fresh. Most intriguing and most uplifting for me is verse 10, which says very simply, its fish, the river's fish, will be of a great many kinds. That was especially comforting to me because of the Buffalo shooter's motive, Pearlie Young. He deliberately targeted black people at that top supermarket. He wanted to get rid of as many black people as he could, to erase a race, to disperse diversity, basically saying there should only be one race of people in this world, and that is in direct contrast to God's desire for the world God created, Zaire Goodman. God didn't make one kind of tree and one kind of fish and one kind of people, although I agree with the argument that people are people are people and race is a social, not a biological construct. God loves diversity. God wants diversity. God wants all different kinds of birds and flowers and people to create the splendid rainbow of creation. This ridiculous, baseless, replacement theory nonsense seeks to negate God's creativity. In God's vision for the future, there are all kinds of fish, which means there are all kinds of people, each and every one of them precious and loved and deserving to live in peace. Jennifer Warrington. We are not called to be replacers, but restorers of God's goodness and mercy to extend those gifts of God to others, even and especially if they do not look like us. The shooter probably thought or hoped his carnage would inspire others to join him. So many white supremacists want to spark what they call a race war, and they actually look forward to it. Christopher Braden. But what happened in Buffalo? People came together. People knew that neighborhood was a food desert in need of good, healthy food. People knew the people in that neighborhood depended on that store to provide necessities such as formula and diapers. And so what happened? People from all over came together to make sure those needs were met. They gave up their time and their money and their prayers to try to counteract the hatred that led to this massacre. They stood up and their actions said louder than words, no. We will not succumb to your hate and ignorance. We will not let you and your hate divide us. We are better than that. No, we will come together and we will take care of each other and love each other no matter who we are. They responded to the violence with what Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called soul force, the power of love to push back against fear, the power of empathy and sympathy to put an end to destruction and division. Soul force came out in force. What we need to do is keep it going. Instead of having this empowering gathering eventually ebb, we need to keep it growing strong. We don't need to wait for the next catastrophe to happen, and we shouldn't. We need to keep sending a clear message that no matter what, we are answering God's call to care for one another. And there are more of us who love than there are of those who hate. Then, as I mulled over this sermon and pondered what I would say, as I opened myself up to what the Holy Spirit would say through me, then Uvalde happened. How much more grief can we stand, Eva Morales? That healing river that grows progressively deeper and deeper, first ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, then swim deep. We add our tears to it, Leila Salazar. Our desperate tears and our cries of despair rise to God, Alethea Ramirez. The rush of the river drowns out those empty platitudes of thoughts and prayers that we hear each time something like this happened. We are currently, no pun intended, in a sea of stagnant waters. We know what we need to do. We know we need to wade into some deep conversations and make some brave decisions. If we say we value life, all life, we need to prove it. Uzziah Garcia. We need to think about how we can make a difference, how we can assure that no parent or spouse or sibling ever has to endure such agony and senseless loss again. And we need to pray for ourselves and our elected officials to do the right, brave thing. And if they don't, we will. Amarillo Garcia. One other facet to consider is, yes, as I said last week, mental illness. What falls to us to do is to recognize signs and symptoms of people teetering on the edges of life. Ezekiel's guide realized when Ezekiel had had enough, when he couldn't walk any further in the water, when it was about to drown him, Eli Garcia. So he led Ezekiel back to the riverbank. Can we recognize or learn to recognize when other people are overwhelmed and in need of guidance? Can we be the element of comfort and the listening ear that lets someone know someone else cares? Can we encourage more funding so people who need help can get it more easily? Rogelio Torres. What falls to us to do is to fight back against bullying and to instead promote acceptance. What falls to us to do is combat the myriad falsehoods and disinformation that flies around us like a fiery cloud and emphasize instead the truth. Jose Flores. We need to dive into that ever-flowing river and let its healing abilities wash over us, mind, body, and soul. Miranda Mathis. This is the river that flows from the throne of God. These are the living waters of which Jesus spoke, inviting all to come and quench their thirst for love, for acceptance, for sanity, for compassion. Irma Garcia. This is the river of which John spoke in Revelation 22, 1 through 5. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city, Nevea Bravo. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, Eliana Cruz Torres. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, Javier Xavier Lopez. And then there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Annabel Guadalupe Rodriguez. This is the river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. The waters refresh everything and everyone on earth. These healing waters cover the earth and remake it into Eden, the place where we started, the place where we all strive to get back to. Mate Rodriguez. The river gives a new spiritual life to those who are dead in sin and lost in despair. It creates them anew in Jesus Christ. It welcomes everyone. If this sacred river can change the stagnant Dead Sea into a living sea, what can't it? What won't it do for us and for our souls? Jackie Sazeres. Believe in the river. Let the river flow and overflow. Step in, dive in. Reach for those healing leaves and bring them to those whose hearts are hurting, whose minds are reeling. All of God's children deserve to be loved and respected, accepted, not rejected. J.C. Carmelo Luvanos. None of God's children should ever think violence and destruction are the way to work the world over into what they envision. God has a different, bigger, bolder, more beautiful, more inclusive vision for the world. Jayla Nicole Silguero. Let these transformative waters overtake us and sweep aside evil intentions and anguish and pain into the marshes where they languish and are salted over, unheeded, unneeded. Tess Marie Mata. Let this holy tide rise and bring its soul force to Buffalo, to Uvalde, to all the places in our country and our world that need cleansing, refreshing, rehabilitation, restoration. Alexandria Lexi Ania Rubio. Let this holy tide that comes from the Holy of Holies in God's restored temple direct from the source of power and healing, this spiritual river that flows from the Savior's side, God send it out as a purifying flood, signaling the superior power of holiness over evil. McKenna Lee Elrod. Everything lives where this blessed river flows. Wherever the river goes, let us follow it, let us wallow in it, and let us be fountains of blessings, our voices singing and ringing with the river, never again, never again, never again. Let us pray. God, divine source of divine truth and divine provision and holy comfort and courage and protection, we bring to you our sorrow and our fears, our worries and our tears. Take us to the river of life to restore our hopes and wash away the evil that tries to overtake us. We've heard the names of all those lost in these recent weeks of tragedy. Beyond thoughts and prayers, O God, let our words and actions show that they will not be forgotten. And we will work with you and with our Savior, Jesus Christ, to create a world of welcome and healing for all. Amen.